Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
And day 332, when your president promised he wouldn't abandon Americans in Afghanistan. This, how depressing, sad, embarrassing, humiliating, awful is all of this? And nobody cares. They've all turned the page. Anyway, thanks for being with us. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of this extravaganza, you know, it's an amazing, these are amazing times we're living in here. We have in this country an unholy alliance between the media mob, and I call them a mob for a reason, because it's all groupthink. It's they all repeat each other. They all have the same political bent, you know, very few exceptions. You know, they all went along with the lie, the hoax, the conspiracy theory, Donald Trump, Russia, collusion in 2016. And it all turns out that the only collusion, the only Russian disinformation in 2016 came from Hillary Clinton's dirty Russian disinformation dossier that she paid for, that was then later used to spy on an innocent American that actually was an American patriot that served the CIA, Carter Page, and to backdoor and backchannel their way to spy on Donald Trump. And even when they knew, beyond any doubt, because it says on top of a FISA application that they have affirmed everything to be true and accurate to the best of their ability, even when they were told otherwise, they still used it on three other occasions. This went on for a year. And nobody seems, oops, sorry, no apologies, no retractions, no corrections, nothing. They just move on to the next set of lies. You know, we were told that the quid and the pro and the quo of Donald Trump's, as he calls it, perfect phone call with Zelensky of Ukraine, where he said, well, I hope you're not, if we give you this money, we hope you're not going to be like people before you. There's 50 people on this phone call. You know, and misallocate the funds that we're sending your country and getting assurances that the American taxpayer dollars that the president's going to send them won't be misappropriated. And by the way, it turns out that the governments of Ukraine prior to Zelensky, yeah, they weren't that trustworthy, honest, truthful. There was corruption. Corruption abounds, as we know. You know, when we came, remember the impeachment over the quid and the pro and the quo? They're all outraged over a quid pro quo. And we have a hearsay witness in the case that blows the case wide open, leading to the impeachment of Donald Trump. And here we have videotape of a real quid pro quo in Ukraine. And that's Joe Biden saying that he's bragging about leveraging $1 billion taxpayer dollars. You're not getting the billion unless you fire a prosecutor who turns out was investigating his son, Hunter, with zero experience, is being paid millions by Burisma Holdings that this prosecutor was also investigating along with Hunter Biden. And, you know, sure enough, you know, you got 6 hours and you know what? Then they gave him the money. They fired the prosecutor, rather. And is that a quid pro quo? Using taxpayer dollars? You know, it's you know, Russian misinformation, Hunter Biden's laptops in the final weeks leading up to the 2020 election. Information that could dramatically change people's vote at the end of it. As a matter of fact, there were polls showing that people would have changed their votes. And then with one voice, Democrats, the media mob, former people, 50 people in the intel community all say, oh, no, that looks like that's Russian disinformation. Turns out all of it's true. And this happens again and again and again. Now, we're consistent on this program. We condemn the riots in the summer of 2020. Keep reminding you, I don't know why we don't have a committee investigating what they could do better to prevent thousands of cops from being injured, dozens of Americans from being killed, billions of dollars in property damage. There's no committee investigating those riots. We condemned in real time right here on this radio program. And that night on my TV show, what happened on January 6th, we can't have people, you know, destroying institutions and threatening lawmakers, elected officials in this country. Can't have it. I believe in law and order. I believe everyone should be safe and secure. I also believe in the right to peacefully protest. And now we've gotten this whole January 6th committee. And you look at the committee, they have no interest in finding the truth. None whatsoever. It's so sad. And yesterday they thought they had the bombshell of all bombshells, the mother of all bombshells, as they bring in this witness, Cassidy Hutchinson. Another, it turns out, hearsay witness. By the way, the picture of her and Liz Cheney hugging was quite touching. A person who, by the way, I've now been able to find out more, apparently worked for Donald Trump after Donald Trump left office and worked from, I believe, January 21st through April 1st while in Washington, D.C. She requested to work for Donald Trump. And then I think other people apparently were telling the president that she was leaking things, blah, blah, blah. And after that, I don't know what happened. But that for that period of time, I've been able to confirm with two separate people that she worked for Donald Trump. That didn't come out in the hearings yesterday. So we have this whole January 6th hearing, and it's what they are selectively editing. This is all a predetermined narrative, and every single person on that committee already voted to impeach Donald Trump over this in the post-presidency impeachment trial that took place. You know, it's pretty unbelievable today. So you get rumors, you get hearsay. There's a reason why hearsay is not allowed in a real court of law. Why do you think Jim Jordan and Jim Banks were thrown off this committee and replaced by two Republicans that just hate Donald Trump? They're allowed to hate Donald Trump. I don't have a problem if they hate Donald Trump. That's their prerogative. They can do whatever they want. But all of these people obsessed with January 6th, but they have no interest in conducting any real security assessment. Like they had no interest in investigating what happened in the summer of 2020, because Democrats at that time fell into one of three categories. They were totally silent because they didn't want to alienate their base leading into an election year in 2020, a presidential election year. So they just shied away. They never talked about it. Then you had the Democrats that just outright lied to us, like the media mob, and told us these are mostly peaceful protests. The media mob would go on TV and they'd have their reporters. They have flames and buildings ablaze behind them. Tonight's protests are mostly peaceful. Okay, billions in property damage, dozens of dead Americans, and, oh, thousands of injured cops. Oh, okay. Nobody wants to investigate that insurrection, those riots, if you will. Now, it gets even more interesting, as we have. Now, we've pointed out on this program, if this committee was serious, you would have people on both sides of the aisle bringing up every point imaginable, with the ultimate goal to getting the truth, how this happened, what the mistakes are that were made in the lead up to January 6th, what intelligence they had. We now know they had a lot of intelligence about the threat of potential violence that day. And but then they're not going to bring in the people that will answer those questions. There was on January 4th, I keep reminding you, there were five people in the Oval Office. There was President Trump. There was his chief of staff, Mark Meadows. There was Chris Miller, the Secretary of Defense at the time. There was Kash Patel, who was the chief of staff for the Secretary of Defense. And there was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley was there. Now, four of the five people I have on tape, and I've been playing it again and again, I won't play it now. All Donald Trump, Mark Meadows, Kash Patel, Chris Miller, all saying to us, yes, at that meeting, 2 days before January 6th, Donald Trump authorized up to 20,000 troops or whatever is needed to secure the Capitol. That's required by law. Now, for a guy that wants to cause an insurrection, why would that man authorize 20,000 troops? Or if he was leading the insurrection or all these other charges, don't you think that'd be pertinent information? But if you have a bias committee that has a predetermined outcome, they don't want to go down that road. You know, they're showing all these clips of Donald Trump that day. They don't show the one that says many of you will now peacefully and patriotically march to the White House so that your voices may be heard. Didn't say so you can run in the Capitol and start chasing, running up and down the halls, you know, threatening politicians. You know, so anyway, so less than 12 hours. So yesterday, this is the biggest bombshell ever. Well, less than 12 hours after their bombshell, that with their last minute hearsay witness, Cassidy Hutchinson, you know, claiming that Donald Trump physically assaulted the Secret Service detail, saying he wanted to go to the Capitol and tried to grab the steering wheel, you know, was deemed so important that Liz Cheney called for a previously unscheduled session because of new information that became available. Turns out they had interviewed the girl four times prior, but the revelation, this is the most important witness. It turns out that NBC, ABC, Fox News, and many other outlets are now telling us that Ms. Hutchinson detailed conversation that she had with Tony Ornato, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Operations, and Bobby Engel, who headed Trump's security detail at the White House after President Trump's speech in which he told the rioters, you know, that should march peacefully and patriotically. She said, I looked at Tony and he said, did you effing hear what happened in the Beast? The Beast is, well, by the way, it has a big security barrier from where the president sits in the back and the driver up in front. But anyway, and Hutchinson recalled using the nickname for the presidential vehicle. I said, no, Tony, I just got back. What happened? When Bobby had relayed to him, we're not going to the Capitol. You don't have the assets to do it. It's not secure. We're going back to the West Wing. The president had a very strong, angry response. And Hutchinson said that Ornato described Trump as being irate. And then Trump said something to the effect, as I'm the blanking president, take me to the Capitol now. Then the president, quote, reached up towards the vehicle of the front to grab the steering wheel. And Mr. Engel grabbed his arm and said, sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. We're not going back to the Capitol. And then Hutchinson added, Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel. And when Mr. Ornato had recounted the story to me, he had motioned towards his collarbone. Liz Cheney then asked Hutchinson if Engel disagreed with any part of the story that Ornato relayed. Hutchinson said he did not. Source close to Ornato told NBC News that Trump's former deputy chief of staff for operations first heard the account involving the steering wheel during Hutchinson's testimony, and that Ornato is willing to testify under oath that it is completely not true. Bobby Engel is also prepared to testify under oath. ABC, NBC, you know, Fox News, everybody reporting, the UK Daily Mail, is prepared to testify under oath to the committee that this testimony is incorrect. And there's another bombshell that we found today that has blown up in smoke. You know, Secret Service now claims Liz Cheney, the committee, never checked with him on this claim. So she's not even a witness to this. And the people and the person she says told him, says, no, I'll testify that that's not the case. Secret Service agent will testify that's not the case. Just like the witnesses that were there when Trump authorized the National Guard, they're not being called in. Then Nancy Pelosi and Muriel Bowser had the option to call up the guard. They didn't bring them in. They didn't bring the sergeant at arms in. The Capitol Police chief that requested National Guard troops himself again and again and again and again, they've not been brought in because it doesn't fit their predetermined outcome and narrative. This is beyond anything I've ever seen in my life. The corruption stinks to high heaven. 800-9-
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Visit HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Go to HannityGold.com today and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is insurance alone is not enough. Now to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as seven firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. So another issue came up, ABC News breaking this story, and I have no idea, now that we know that the Secret Service is claiming that the January 6th committee never reached out to the Secret Service knowing that this would be the blockbuster testimony. But anyway, so they showcase Cassidy Hutchinson, star witness. Now we find out there was a moment when there was a handwritten note. The committee made a big deal about this. Sources familiar with the matter. Handwritten note. Cassidy Hutchinson testified yesterday was written by her, when in fact now Eric Hirschman, who is the former Trump White House lawyer, is claiming to ABC that that note was written by him during a meeting at the White House that afternoon of the 6th, not by Cassidy Hutchinson. Anyway, the handwritten note that Cassidy Hutchinson testified was written by her was, in fact, written by Hirschman, according to ABC, on January 6, 2021. Quote, all sources with direct knowledge and law enforcement have and will confirm it was written by Mr. Hirschman. At Tuesday's hearing, Hutchinson testified about the note. That's a note that I wrote at the direction of the chief of staff January 6th, likely around 3 o'clock. And it was written on the chief of staff note card. But that's your handwriting, Ms. Hutchinson. Representative Cheney said, that's my handwriting. In response to the Hirschman claim, a spokesperson for the Jan 6 committee said, the committee has done its diligence on this and found Ms. Hutchinson's account on this matter credible. We understand that she and Mr. Hirschman may have differing recollections. Let's bring in that.
Covers the real truth about the politics of D.C. He's your watchdog on Big Brother every day. Hannity is on right now.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So, you know, just stand back and look at this objectively. This kangaroo court, this committee with a predetermined outcome, they only care about one riot. They don't care about the 574 riots that took place in the summer of 2020. They don't care at all. Four witnesses of the five in the room say that they heard Donald Trump authorize up to 20,000 troops days before January 6th to protect the Capitol. That then becomes the jurisdiction of Nancy Pelosi, who's in charge of security for the Capitol, and the D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, who in writing rejected it. By the way, it was Biden's inspector general investigated Trump's Department of Defense and their reaction to January 6th and found no wrongdoing. They did everything right. But, you know, how is it if the committee is looking for the truth of that day and not a narrative that is only about bludgeoning Trump? Forget about whether you like Trump, don't like Trump. It's about the process. It's about fundamental fairness. If you want fundamental fairness, you can't have a committee of people that all hate Donald Trump. I mean, it's just, this is why cross-examination is so important. This is why hearsay witnesses are not allowed in a real court of law. Because you can't validate that. This was hearsay testimony that, in fact, Donald Trump actually, you know, had a conversation that Donald Trump went nuts in the beast and tried to take the steering wheel and grabbed and got furious. And he even threw ketchup. He took ketchup and he threw ketchup in the dining room next to the Oval Office. Okay, maybe he did. I don't know. But then you find out all of a sudden we get new information that the people... Well, number one, the one that apparently that Ms. Hutchinson had a conversation with, Tony Ornato, who's the chief of staff for operations, Bobby Engel, who headed Trump's security detail at the White House after Trump's speech, you know, which he told rally goers he might march to the Capitol with them and said, many of you will peacefully, patriotically march to the Capitol so your voices will be heard. I looked at Tony and he said, you know, did you hear what happened in the Beast? They all are denying this. You know, Hutchinson said, so Hutchinson made all of these allegations. Now, you would think with such a blockbuster allegation, Politico's reporting, the Secret Service says Liz Cheney, nobody on that committee. The January 6th committee did not reach out to the Secret Service in the days before yesterday's testimony. And this unholy alliance, the media mob and the Democratic Party, they run, you know, hog wild with all of this, just like they lied and ran hog wild with every nuanced allegation. Trump, Russia collusion, Alpha Bank, Trump servers. You know, the only thing that came out to be true is nothing. The only collusion with Russia was Hillary paid for a Russian disinformation dossier to smear Trump that was leaked to the press in the days before the 2016 election. Then when the Hunter Biden laptop showed up weeks before the 2020 election, everyone, oh, that looks like Russian disinformation. They had no evidence to make that claim. Turns out to laptop from hell is real. And we even have a voicemail of Joe Biden who said, oh, I never talked to my son about foreign business dealings. Well, he's on tape talking about China on I Think You're Good. I saw the New York Times piece, blah, 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 on top of the pictures of Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and his foreign business partners that he met with, and the references to meeting with them, and the references to the big guy getting his money, and the complaints of Hunter that he has to pay half of dad's bills with the money that he's making off of the Biden name. It's unbelievable. You know, so this now backfires on them. And it's, by the way, it was the mainstream media that broke this story. It wasn't Sean Hannity. Can't say, oh, the right wing is making these allegations. Nope. Just like it was ABC News that is now quoting former White House attorney Eric Hirschman claiming that a handwritten note regarding the potential statement for then President Donald Trump to release during the January 6th attack on the Capitol was written by him. Because yesterday, Cassidy Hutchinson testified under oath that it was written by her. Hirschman says, nope, that was written by me. That's my handwriting. Now, the committee is saying that they're standing by Ms. Hutchinson. And a spokesperson for the committee says it has done its diligence on this and has found Ms. Hutchinson's account on this matter credible. While we understand that she and Mr. Hirschman may have differing recollections of who wrote the note, what's ultimately important is that both White House officials believe that the president should have immediately instructed his supporters to leave the Capitol building. Actually, no, if in fact testimony was given under oath and turns out to be untrue, that has a legal term to it, that would be an investigation into possible perjury. But that would only happen if you're a conservative, of course. You know, you would think that they would look into this, but they were just so fast. They knew they were walking away for a couple of weeks. America's attention is going to go right to the 4th of July next week. It's a holiday week for everybody. Most people are off. Most people will be away. Most people will be with their families. I guess most people will be home barbecuing because they can't afford the gas to take a trip or the plane ticket that costs a fortune because of the price of jet fuel. Now, Jamie Raskin, he pushed back on these reports on the Secret Service, and his answer is he just, you know, anonymously sourced rumors. They're willing to testify. Bring them in and let them testify. Were we told the truth yesterday or we lied to yesterday? Because this is why you don't have hearsay witnesses in a real court of law. Period. End of sentence. And Hirschman is saying straight up that's his handwriting. She's saying it's her handwriting. Well, we have people that are actually handwriting experts. They'll be able to ascertain the truth and veracity of who wrote the notes or wrote on that card from the chief of staff's office. And it's unbelievable. You know, don't you find it a little bit odd that you have not one, not two, but four separate people making the same exact claim? That in fact, Donald Trump authorized National Guard troops. Now, if you had any sense of fairness, wouldn't that be a big deal? Shouldn't the American people hear that Donald Trump authorized 20,000 troops to protect the Capitol in the days leading up to that January 6th? Now, why would Donald Trump do that? Because he knew that bad things are going to happen. No, probably because he knows that in any huge crowd that there are always going to be bad apples. Probably because he watched like the rest of us. The mostly peaceful protests, we were told, descend into nothing but violence and chaos and dozens of dead Americans and thousands of injured cops and billions of property damage, that it probably would be smart to authorize, knowing a big crowd was coming to town, authorize the guard ahead of time. You would think that Nancy Pelosi would say, be asked, why didn't you take the authorized troops and call up the guard in light of the big crowd coming? You know, knowing tensions in the country were high at the time. Why, Muriel Bowser, in writing, did you deny the authorized troops to be called up? You might want to bring in the Capitol Police chief while you're at it. And by the way, preserve their emails and their text messages and their phone records, which, by the way, Republicans now are going to do a real investigation into this. I believe that they've sent out preservation letters to everybody on the January 6th committee and all those people working on it. You know, that would change the narrative quite a bit from the guy that wants this to happen and was cheering this on and didn't have a problem with people saying, hang Mike Pence. And then others are making the argument, well, those people that are focused on the fact that the Secret Service and agent and the source of the hearsay story as it relates to what happened in the Beast, the car with the president's reaching for the steering wheel, they're both willing to testify under oath. Put them under oath. Put Nancy Pelosi under oath. Why didn't you use the authorized troops available to you? Bring in the Capitol Police Chief. Ask him. When did you first request National Guard troop assistance? I believe the date's January 3rd after a new threat assessment came in that showed the threat of violence was very real. Then they made the story, well, why don't you focus, Hannity, on the fact that the president said, the hell with the magnetometers. They're not here to shoot me. Really? Because I asked sources close to the president. My sources confirmed over and over again the president is claiming he did not say that. I think he even put out a statement to that effect. You know, why don't you put both sides on and let the American people decide? But it's a one-sided hearing. This, you know, because they're trying to find something to make sure that Donald Trump never, ever, ever runs for president again. This is the swamp. This is the sewer at work. Sources telling me that, in fact, Ms. Hutchinson worked for Donald Trump post-January 6th when he was back in Mar-a-Lago. She stayed in Washington but worked for the Trump team from January 21st through.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Gold Co. Gold Co. is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.